It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the last show before Christmas, Barbecue Bob. Here we are on the weekend. Holidays coming up. Got a lot of good food. Not so many good friends coming around, thanks to our COVID present that we all received back in March from Chi-Coms. But at the end of the day, that's not going to dampen my spirit, and I hope it doesn't dampen yours either. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
You are Jop, and thanks for joining us. We just spend a couple hours a week putting together stuff about barbecue and coming out on the weekend and trying to share some fun and some, I don't know, food tips, maybe man stories.
Rib tips or
maybe
food
family
tips?
Stories. And Jop's crazy little jokes like that. But it is the smokiest show on the radio, for crying out loud. And thanks for making an appointment to join us once a week. If you can't join us, go to thegrillinguys.com. And most of you know this, but in case you're new listeners, go to thegrillinguys.com. Look at the top right, and you'll see a headset, some big old-fashioned headset. And click on that, and you can sign up for our podcast. Now, a lot of you are podcasting all kinds of stuff. We have a whole bunch of people podcasting this show. I mean, maybe more than listen to it live now. I don't know the numbers, but a lot. And we appreciate that because it's a convenient way to hang out with us. So that being said, you can also give us a like on Mark Zuckerberg's flaky page called Facebook.com/TheGrillinGuys. We don't care if you like us there or not anymore. Anyway, that's it. I'm not going to rant about Zuckerberg.
Wow. All right, then. That's good. But, hey, I've been doing my holiday shopping, getting it done. Not quite done yet. Barbecue Bob, your present is on order. So, well, hopefully I'll get it before
well,
that.
Well, yours is in the car.
I understand.
You're going to have to open it before you leave, too, because I want to see the look on
all
your
face. All right. Very good. Well, you I just already like the box.
Close your ears, and I'll tell everybody what it is.
I already like the box because he wrapped it in an old-time Pabst box, and it wasn't long-neck bottle box. I mean, that box
yeah,
is
they were
not,
stubbies, weren't they?
Right. It's not that tall.
I know.
That's
my wife,
an old box,
yeah,
man.
Somebody gave my wife a gift in it. One of her girlfriends had storage in her basement, and she gave her a gift for my daughter Emily, who will be on in a couple segments. And I won't say what the gift is now, but I saw that box, and I said, oh, my gosh, that's what we used to pack our clothes in when we went to the UP as little kids.
Right.
And Maureen said, that's what we went on vacation with. It's like,
yeah. But it was the little round bottles with the short necks on them. That's because it's only, what, like maybe 7-8 inches tall.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had the big tall ones.
Yeah, right. It could carry a week's worth of clothes.
2 weeks
those.
Worth of yeah, Uper clothes right there.
But anyway, been doing a little bit of shopping. And if you've got somebody on your list, just thought I'd touch on a couple things. You know what? One of the things that I really enjoy grilling are kebabs. I love food with a handle. I always have. They're fun to eat. And whether you use the little bamboo skewers or you buy metal ones, but the metal ones last longer, obviously. The bamboo are one use. But they clean better, too, and you don't have to soak them in water. There's just a lot of advantages to them. So that would be a great gift to look at is a barbecue kebab set. Usually it's like 8 skewers. They might have a wooden handle on them so
yeah.
they don't get hot.
Yeah.
And you can shut the grill lid still and let them stay in there.
Yeah, you might have to put a flattened out beer can between the lid and the top.
Now, where would you get one of those
well,
when you're grilling?
Chug one quick.
Right.
So
right.
Here's the deal. Mine are kind of old, but the dealio is don't put them in the dishwasher because You ruin the wood, and then soak that wood in oil after every use because they take up a lot of abuse from the grill heat.
Right.
And they tend
tip.
To just
right.
slide right off. And
right.
The sword is good for decades, but the handle's what you're going to have to pay attention to.
And you want a wood handle. You do not want a metal handle because obviously it conducts the heat. You're going to burn yourself.
Well, or maybe you should just not outthink it and do it. Common, you're always the safe guy. So maybe just be safe and have some nice grilling gloves and use the metal ones, because then your handle will never crack and break off. You're going to end up turning metal sooner or later. Right, yeah.
And that's the thing, is some of them even have a little rack that gets them up off the grill a little bit. So they don't stick. That's kind of nice, too. It's just kind of a little frame with a couple slots in it, and the skewers sit in those side by side. If you want to go real fancy, they got them that are battery or electrical that actually rotate the skewers for you.
Now, I have some like that.
I think that that's a lot more to work than it really needs
to be. Well, I have that Brazilian one in my garage. I'm still dreaming of a way to hook that up to my Cajun.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jop, this show is all about helping small businesses this winter, this Christmas, stay alive.
Right.
I think if you own a small business right now, you might be headed towards either financial failure or just a very sorry Christmas for your kids.
Well, it depends on what industry you're in, but in the food industry, there's many people that are hurting.
A lot of industries are, because even if you're not a restaurant owner, you might be impacted by all these other people that can't get back to work. We're going to lose like 40% of our restaurants.
Right. Well, there's second tier people like that too. My stepson is getting married, and his which will be our new family, right? Her parents, and he owns a little bakery up in Greenville, Michigan, called Han HAAN Bakery.
I go there all the time.
Right, and John and Maria are small business people. That's what they do. They own
a
bakery.
Downtown is dead right now.
That's right. And
has that impacted him?
Well, yeah, he had to shut down the retail side. And then, where all bakers make their money is serving restaurants. They're providing rolls and bread.
They're not buying
any. No, they're not right now. His business is way down.
So that's my point. We're going to talk to some small business owners here. In about 15 or 20 minutes, we're going to talk to a restaurant in the UP, and we're going to talk about their plight. But I want to talk about jobs and keeping our people fed right now. And one of the things that's happened is, for decades, I think our leaders have not paid attention to people like us. And we always thought that our party would take care of us, and we only can vote for our party, and oh, your party sucks. And I think we've been blinded, and I think we've all fallen for the shell game. In the meantime, these people, both sides, to a great extent, have sold us out to China. And here's an example, the pork industry. I just been doing some research. China bought Smithfield. And when I say China bought, they always say a billionaire. But there are no billionaires in China that don't have to give a majority of their stock to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Smithfield owns, check this out. Smithfield's a big brand. I used to love that bacon. I will not buy it. But here's a heartbreak. They own Eckrich. Mm-hmm. The freaking Chi-Coms own Eckrich. Farmland. You want to get kicked in the cojones again? Armor.
Right. All big American brands.
You ever go to Meijer and get a nice ham on sale because it says Cook's? Cook's ham. There's a bunch of them. John Morrell. Kretschmar. Curly's. Serrano. Margarita, and I can't read that one. It looks like healthy something. So I'm telling you, if you're going to get bacon, buy it from your butcher, or get the Oscar Mayer.
So this is simple. This is simple. If you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and you've ever listened to us before, is that you know that we're blessed to have a sponsor who's a butcher, but we don't just talk about him. We've talked to many butchers across the state.
There's a lot of great butchers.
There's a lot of great butchers.
You know who's a good one? Marendorf in Lansing. He's got two stores, and he's a friend of Sobeys.
Right. Oh, they're all friends. I mean, you're friends with people that are in your business and in your industry.
R&J Best Choice up in Houghton Lake.
Right.
They sponsor our show up there. What a wonderful butcher.
Right. But the point is this, is that these are small business people that are maybe doing well, maybe hurting. It really doesn't matter. But if we can support our neighbors will help us support each other. And that's the message that I want to get across here, is these big national brands. You buy a lot of different food right now. For the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to buy a bunch of food. And if you get an opportunity, Don't go to a chain. Go to a local guy who's just trying to make a living and support his business. If it costs you a nickel more, so what? Just do it, because that's what this is all about, man. Let's support each other and make this as good a year as we possibly can. So coming up next, we are going to talk with some people, a good local business called Flat River Spirits. And I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.